Welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you will learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. We have on today's show, Billy Roberti, my longtime friend and editor of my first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and she's joining me on the show like she usually does. Hi, Billy.
Hi.
And thanks let's to the see, what are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about clearing your stuff.
Heavy duty.
Let's see how much we can get done in a half an hour.
Well, you know, before you get into some of the normal announcements you make, those of you who have been listening to Madeline's show and you're now listening to us, you know, she's talking about big changes with the dollar. And what we're going to do is tell you how you can make space in your world to have more dollars. So stay tuned.
Exactly. And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic Records. Her first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, is based on the manifestation workshop of that name that she's been facilitating since 1994. Her students tell us the genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction successfully. Maureen's next book, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, is a how-to book on understanding and clearing old, stuck energies, curses, and entities, and integrating lost and immature parts of yourself that get in your way. And I think we'll be talking about some things in that book today. Her third book, Beyond the Flower of Life, came from her experiences teaching the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba Meditation, for over 15 years. She's also released a guided version of the Merkaba Meditation that is available as a CD or MP3 download on her site. Her company, Transformational Enterprise Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Ara Mandalas. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look for us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. As I said, today we're talking about clearing your stuff. As we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 800-930-2819, so you can call in and ask questions. Call in and ask if your stuff needs to get cleared or how you do that. So, Maureen, to start by, what do you mean by clearing your, quote, stuff?
Well, in a Mercury retrograde, you know, Madeline tells us a lot about Mercury retrogrades, but one of the things I like to tell people is there's a lot of really good things you can do during a Mercury retrograde. And one of the things, of course, is to do overs or to redo. So that means you can clean your closet and throw out stuff, and you'll know that whatever you throw out during a Mercury retrograde, you won't need. And clearing your stuff can be going through your bookcase and saying, you know, not all the books fit anymore. So then go back through it and decide that it's okay to let go of some of your books to make room for the new books. An even better idea is if you haven't gotten any books lately and you would like to, and there's a few books you'd like to bring home, but you won't let yourself because there's just too many books in the bookcase, go through and lighten your load. Take them to the local library. They will use them. Or call a party and tell your friends to bring all the books they don't want and have a big book exchange, which is also a lot of fun. But what happens when you clear your stuff, you create space for the new to come in, and it changes the energy on everything. There have been times when I didn't have any money for new clothes, but I thought, you know what, I need some new clothes. I'm going to let go of these clothes that don't fit or don't look right on me anymore. I've overworn, and take them to the Goodwill or give them to someone who wants them. And then clothes get given to me. And it's so amazing. Even when there's no money exchange, you can expand your reality, expand your space, and it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you have something. Now, there's more to clearing your stuff. This is just the physical stuff we're talking about right now, but there's spiritual stuff as well.
Okay, and also maybe emotional stuff, feelings that we've been hanging on to, thoughts that we think about, about life. I mean, really, right now, with everything shaking up with the economy, I think a lot of people are starting to rethink what they believe about maybe life in general, how it works, about government, about right and wrong, all kinds of things we run our lives by. And we don't always think to open up the closets of our mind and pull out what thoughts we have that are old programs that may be running our lives. You know, see whether they fit. See whether they're stained. See whether they're ripped and torn and don't work anymore.
You know,
see what we need to fix.
Yeah, I had a conversation with a woman earlier this week who is facing that very thing. And her broken record in her head had to do with her being a failure. And she said that she's been working on manifesting something, but she keeps running into the same brick wall. We finally cleared the brick wall, which was a childhood energy that she created when she was a child to protect her from the onslaught of criticism from parents. And that clearing work took place like maybe 10 days ago. Then she calls me a week later really upset because nothing has happened. And I think to myself, but you only recently made space for that, you know. We often have thoughts that make us believe something, and even when we don't want to believe it anymore, it still runs as a record. So that's where some of the work that we can do with quantum matrix healing, as we call it, where we actually help you go directly to the source code of the energy of the offending thought, the offending feeling. And the amazing thing with this quantum matrix healing work that we do is you learn to tap into the feeling around a behavior, the feeling around thoughts, the feeling around something that stands in your way. So you don't even have to know what it was that caused you to start this belief system. You simply tap into the feeling. And then we do the work, the energetic work, and we transform it. And then from that point forward, you're going to attract something else. Now, what I said to this lady that I was speaking with, you know, you were placing orders in a restaurant for the past year, and they all were stuff that you really didn't want. And now you have been placing an order for something you really do want, and the universe is going to bring it to you. But it's got all this backlog of stuff that wants to come in. One of the ways that we can clear all of that is through our forgiveness work, through the Merkaba, through our meditation work. So we don't have to experience every single thing that we have set in motion.
And I think that's a really good point because I know people who have done something for years and then they start doing something different for a week or so and they expect it to turn around right away. And the older it is, it may take longer to change because there's so much that's been set in motion, there's so much momentum that you have to give it time for that to play out. But keep with whatever process you're doing. Just stick with it and things will change. Maybe not as quickly as you might think or wish it would be. But when
I often tell people it's like going to the gym. You know, that first 2 weeks after that, you start to feel really awful. Your muscles hurt. You don't feel so good when you wake up. You know, everything is a mess because you're detoxing and your muscles are being pushed. And you get on the scale and add insult to injury, and you're 5 pounds up. So you call your trainer and you read him the riot act, and he just laughs. And he says, you know, that's normal. That stuff will just clear out, and in another week or so, you're going to start to see results. Just stay with it. And that's what we say to you. When you start doing clearing work, and there's lots of different kinds that we're going to talk about, stay with it. Don't give up just because, you know, the junk is processing through your system and you're wondering what's going on.
Yeah, like people who change their diet or start something new, they sometimes have a clearing clearing crisis, what do they call it, where suddenly you're changing your foods and then all this junk, sometimes you even get sick or get a cold. Because when you change your diet, your body starts to react differently and it will start to get rid of junk that it's held on. As long as it's getting in the same junk, it's not going to release it much. But once you switch out of that, and you can go through this crisis where you feel like you're sick. You're tired, you're weak, you're thirsty, you get a cold, you're sneezing a lot. And it's that same thing. You're getting rid of what that is, and that's a necessary step a lot of the time.
So when we talk about clearing your stuff, what we really want you, our listener, to do is to start looking at what is it that I need to release? What is it that I'd like to change? Sometimes you know that whatever you've got is not working and you don't even know what to clear. So in that case, then you can do basic clearing work, and that's work that we do that you will find in the book called Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality. And it's a pretty straightforward thing. Some of you have heard of it, called smudging. It's where you use a stick or a group of a bunch of branches that are from an aromatic herb like sage, and you get it burning and it's smoldering, and then you wave it around the body and it clears you. You can also do this with a stainless steel knife. And I will never forget the time that I taught this in a class, and a woman went home, and her husband was always complaining about the environment at work. And he worked in a military environment, and he was a recruiter. So she used the stainless steel knife around his body. It's like cutting the skin off of a chicken or something. It's a very interesting process, not dangerous. Anyway,
coming
now
up next, Maureen talks about which era mandalas can help clear you with your stuck feelings. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We'll be right back.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Feeling under the weather? Don't forget some simple home remedies. Garlic, ginger, horseradish, and hot chilies. Consume large amounts of garlic for its immune-boosting antibacterial properties. Eating chilies in soups is sure to get your nose running and sinuses flushed. Or wasabi horseradish on nori or sushi rolls will race through the sinuses and help clear you out. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about clearing your stuff. Please call in to ask your questions. Our listener call number is 800-930-2819. And if you're just tuning in now, you can listen to this show in its entirety on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's www.maureenstgermain.com. Click on our News You Can Use link. Choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Now, just prior to the break, Maureen started telling us a story about a woman whose husband had complained about bad energy when he was at work, and he was a recruiter. And she was just in the middle of that. So, Maureen, can you continue?
Sure. So the environment that he worked in was very negative. His boss was negative, and he was always unhappy when he came home from work. So she said, well, I learned this technique in this class I was in today. Can I try it on you? And he said, sure, I'll let you do anything. And a lot of times you're so desperate, you are ready to let somebody do anything. So she did the clearing work on him using a stainless steel knife, and he said to her, wow, that felt so fantastic. I'm going to have you do that every night after work. I feel so much better. It's a simple process. We have it in the book, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality. You can buy this book. It's only $5.99, so it's very affordable, and it's got lots and lots of tools on clearing.
Exactly, yeah.
So and you can find it on Amazon or my website.
So was it really necessary to do this clearing every day that he got home? Couldn't one time have done it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, one of the things that happened to me in the early years when I was working with the angels, I asked them, you know, why do we have to ask the angels to help us every day? Why can't we just say, look, for the rest of my life, I'm in. You know, I'm in. You don't have to ask me to re-up. And they said to me, and I will quote them, well, honey, when we got married 10 years ago, I told you I loved you. Nothing has changed. And that made me laugh out loud because I was married for a long time. And when my husband and I would have, you know, like a bad day, you don't feel good. Maybe you don't say I love you because you're focused on yourself. But if more than a couple of days would go by, you knew something was wrong if you didn't hear I love you or you didn't say I love you. So what the angels told me is that every day we get a clean slate. Every day we are given the opportunity to choose. It is our free will choice. So the reason that you clear more than once initially is because every day we get to choose. That's the first reason. The second reason is no matter how much you clear today, there will be more tomorrow to clear because you cannot clear everything that could be cleared at once. It's a bit of a conundrum, but, you know, people pick up entities and energies and so on all their life, and then they decide to start doing clearing work, and it's not going to get clean, you know, just in one sitting. You know, if you bought an old farmhouse and you decided you wanted to clean the kitchen floor, you might wash it, and the floor might actually look dirtier because you're spreading the dirt around and you can't get it all up. But in time, you will be able to get clear and stay clear, and that's really important.
So, again, stick with it.
Stick with it. That's right. And whatever you clear today will be an improvement, and that is important to understand, so that everything that we do to clear is extremely important. And also, for those of you who have some really heavy-duty stuff going on and you think you need outside players, we do this work for you if you want, and we do have information on that on our website for clearing work. And we encourage you to first learn to do it yourself. And if you can't cut through on your own, then call us and we'll figure out a way to have one of the professionals work with you.
Exactly. What about, you know, sometimes I wonder, does some of this stuff serve a purpose? Is that why it's so hard to let go?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thought. Some versions of psychology would say that when you have a dysfunctional energy with you, that it's serving you to keep it. And there's some thought merit to that thought, but I'm not convinced it's totally valid. So it's not like you're keeping it because it's helping you. But as long as you have it, you're getting this benefit. And sometimes you get stuck in the benefit without remembering, oh, yeah, I don't really need this. It's kind of like I have a neighbor who moved in, and they're just staying with me temporarily while they're working on their house. But they decide they like my place better. So they do the dishes, and they do the dusting, and pretty soon I get used to it. But then I start complaining, you know, my neighbor won't leave. But do I ask them to leave? No. Well, you know, they do the dusting, and they always do the dishes, and I always want to wait till those are done before I ask. And it becomes a self-perpetuating cycle.
Mm-hmm. How do we know sometimes what we need to get rid of? How do we even know we've got stuff?
Well, one of the ways is if you find that you're constantly thinking negative thoughts and you know better and you can't seem to stop it, that's a very clear sign that there's something going on that you are not controlling, even though you'd like to. Another way is that you don't feel good and the doctors have all told you there's nothing wrong with you and they're suggesting maybe you need psychotherapy. And if you've been through psychotherapy and you're still not feeling good, maybe there is something going on. So, you know, you take the route of what your medical professions will tell you, and then you'll know. Another way is for someone to say to you, well, you've changed. I'm noticing this. And that often is a signature. The most frequent possession that a person will carry is the parents of the individual. So you have elderly parents, and you're caring for them, and then they pass. And many times the parent will move their soul into their son or daughter, their adult son or daughter, because they're worried about them or they want to take care of them. Or maybe they're afraid of death, so that's where they go because they know that's safe, even though there is a place for people to go and there is a plan for people to move their soul consciousness. You know, one example that I know of is when a woman had anger with her husband every time he wanted to go play golf. And she asked me if I could help her, and I said to her, well, you know, do you object to your husband having fun? No, I actually like it when he has fun. It makes me happy that he's taking good care of himself. And I said, so who in your life disapproved of you having fun? And she said, my father. And I said, how long has he been gone? 12 years. So we called in Archangel Michael. We escorted the soul of her father, had him, Archangel Michael, escort the soul of her father to the light. And the problem went away in an instant.
Do you think we're able to keep our stuff and still be in the fifth dimension, or is the clearing a requirement to be in that fifth dimensional ascension place? And
well,
we have about a minute left.
Have you ever put something away in storage and then forgotten about it? I've forgotten what was in the storage box, or maybe you have stuff in the basement that you forgot about. You know, that's really what it's like. Even if you get yourself so spiritual and so loving and connected to God, the stuff that you've packed away somewhere, you'll forget about it and you will not take it with you. So rather than say it's a requirement, let's say it's, you're not going to want it in the fifth dimension. You know, I had my things in storage one time when I was moving, and I knew my new home was going to be a temporary for a few months, and I deliberately left most everything in storage. And I now know that I don't need to put anything in storage. If I can't keep it, if I don't want it, if I can't use it, I'm better off letting it go and keeping it in circulation and keeping space for me.
Well, next week we're going to extend this talking about clearing stuff and talk about how to clear stuff for others and for Mother Earth, too. As we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder, if you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, www.maureensaintgermain.com. There's a complete list of all our previous radio shows, so you can listen whenever. Also, while you're there, take a look at our Ara Mandalas. These are essential oil blends that help us move through our feelings. And also, you can take a look at the consultations that Maureen has, personal consultations, to go into the Akasha to take a look, and maybe that will give you a clue as to what is old and needs to just be let go of. Maureen also does clearing. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.